Praise God, we're back for video two, part two of Sonship in the Gospel, a Creole oil versus a charisma oil. Again, really when talking about the anointing, you got to understand that the anointing isn't laid hands on out, it's not blessed out, it's not prophesied out, it can't be something that's comfortable. When you're in the anointing of God, the anointing of God, you got to first understand, has to be not just pressed out, it has to be crushed out. When I was going through my process of becoming a son of God, what God began to teach me was, first of all, you need to respect your natural father, and then you need to respect your pastor. And I didn't understand that when God brought it to me, because at that time, I couldn't stand either one of them. I'm like, Lord, they just hard, crotchety men, and they don't understand, and they're not spiritual enough, and all of that. But God said, it ain't, the problem is not with them, even if they're not up to the level or the par where you think they need to be. If God says that you're supposed to be in a certain place, somebody ought to get better because of you, because you're there. And if they're not where they need to be, pray till they get there. But they will change by the temperature and the pressure of somebody's prayer life. That means you. You got to be praying for that person or that individual that God is calling your spiritual father or your spiritual mother, your parents in the gospel. My God, because we got so many people running around who do not know where their lineage comes from. So we got powerless apostles, prophets, bishops, evangelists, pastors, teachers, overseers, just folk running around with no anointing, no power. We just reading scriptures and, you know, coming off the page and everything else. But no one has imparted an anointing. And if you ask them where they got it from, they couldn't tell you, because they've been under 50 million passes and watching YouTube clips all over the place. No, you need to go somewhere where God shows you, where am I going to get my lineage from? Where am I going to get it? Because you're looking to get it from somebody famous, and it don't happen like that. Because most of the people that are going to affect you in your life, no one's going to know who they are. No one is going to realize who they are. You have to go to the place, God, where can I go be accountable? Where can I go get supped with the word? Where can I sup on the word? Where can I go and eat the meal of the word? Where can I get a fresh download? Where can I become who I am on the inside? I want the person on the inside to come forth. I don't want to stay a fetus in the spirit. I want to become living. I want to be active. I want to be progressive. I want to be accurate. I want to be authentic. And that only comes from a parent cutting you in the realm of the spirit. And not so much, you know, we harp so much on spiritual parents, but let's bring it back down to this. A leader. Somebody in authority. If you don't agree with spiritual parenting, then let's bring it on home to what the Bible says. You got to honor those in authority that God has put over your life. Oh, God. And it's not just, okay, I obey the Lord, you know, and I obey my parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1. I believe, you know, I'm going to serve my mother and my father all the days of my life, and I'm going to honor them. And that's the first commandment with promise. And you got to honor your father, your mother upon, you know, so that your days will be long upon the land which thy God giveth thee. We got all that. But that relates to spiritual parents as well, because God had given Saul to Samuel, and Saul didn't want to receive instruction. So Saul wanted to do his own thing. And God had him to turn, had Samuel to turn around from Samuel, Samuel to turn around from Saul. And Saul ripped. And when you really go in depth, you find that he ripped one of the corners off of his shawl, off his prayer shawl. Why did he do that? When he did that, not only was his mantle rent into, but so was the kingdom rent from his grip. And immediately that day, God began to seek out a king. And if you're watching this, God has called you a king, and he's seeking you out. So I want you to go, to 1 Samuel chapter 16, and you'll be able to take these down in your notes. But I'm just going to give you pointers today, just going to be giving you pointers that I think is going to help you receive your inheritance. Praise God. First of all, you have to realize that the anointing that you're going to receive has to be imparted from somebody that has done more than you've done, gone farther than you've gone, and done almost twice as what you've done in the area that you're being called to. You cannot get your anointing from somebody spiritually lower than you are. Sorry. And if God has called you, see, because a lot of us are arrogant. and prideful. So the pure person that we think, oh, they can't carry me to my next level, got exactly what your hips need. And then the people, most of the time, God's going to cause you to do greater than what they've done. So don't judge what they're doing now on what you're going to be doing. You got to ask the Lord, you know, make sure. Now, I'm not saying go follow some fool, but what I am saying is get under the spell of that anointing, learn that anointing, track that anointing, strategize that anointing, perfect that anointing. So when God sends you out, you are not a mistake and an accident waiting to happen. You are a surefire testimony that we can put you on any platform, any stage, pick up any mic, sit you on any corner, put you on any street, and somebody will be not just affected by you, but you will begin to reproduce Christ. That's what I tell my sons and daughters. You got to reproduce Christ. All my armor bearers, everybody following me, saying they follow me. It's not for me to reproduce nothing but Christ in you. I got to reproduce Christ, not me. We got enough people reproducing themselves. And frankly, it's a mess. We got enough people reproducing slaves, but not sons. We got to reproduce sons so that the earth can stop weeping and we can manifest God in this time and in this hour. So first of all, when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 1, it says, now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. First, when you see in 16 and 1, the first thing that you got to understand is that someone forfeited the oil that you're about to receive. And the prophet is already heavy and frustrated and pissed off that the other person, anytime the anointing finds you for your next level, realize that somebody just rejected the oil that you're about to receive. So the anointing gets greater when you go to receive it. For every rejection from the prophet or from that mouthpiece or from that leader, the person behind it gets that anointing, it just multiplies, it doubles, it quadruples. The more rejections, the greater that mantle gets. I can't tell you how many people rejected, started off great, but because it got too hard and the process really began, this really is a death walk. I don't think I can do this. How many times people walk away because of pressure of their own mantle? Don't ever get too beside yourself where you can't carry your own mantle. But 16 and 1 lets us know that the prophet's already ticked off. So when the word comes to you, it's already been rejected by somebody else. So don't miss your time. Oh, God. And then when you go to 16 and 18, 16 and verse 18 says this. I'm just leading you, giving you different points. It says, then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and handsome person, and the Lord is with him. You got to understand that you got to know that what you were doing qualified you for the oil. Don't mean that you earned it, but what you have qualified you for the oil. Let me check with my camera person. How are we doing? We doing all right? Doing good. Okay. All right. You got to understand that you didn't earn it, but that oil is coming to you because what you were doing, it brought the Holy Ghost's attention to your life. And God just decided at that time, they're ready. Go get them. When you go to 15 and 27, you realize that a mantle is coming to you because someone tore it. Got to understand that the mantle that's on your leader, someone has already tried to steal. So you're getting something rich in the kingdom. Okay? Next point I want to give to you is that the prophet is always sent to find the right heart. The one heart that will receive that anointing. Next, we're going to go into the three stages you must get before you graduate to getting even the attention of God, God's attention for you to even receive your mantle and your oil. We'll be right back in that third and final video after this.